You remember last week Jesus received his baptism, and this week he began his ministry outwardly of the human race. And we have to remember that if you notice, when Jesus was first to enter the womb of Mary, his destiny was already worked out by God. And it's the very same way for each and every one of us. The moment that we were conceived and began our human life in the womb, God had a plan for us, a plan to be followers of Christ. However, human beings can interfere in that. For example, over the past 50 years, there has been over 61 million human beings who came into existence but were never allowed to be born. And God originally had a plan for every one of them to bring God's message to the world. And so there was over 61 million that never were able to do anything. We were fortunate. We were born. And at our baptism, God reminded us of what our destiny was going to be. Our destiny was to be as a follower of Christ. And now we have to ask ourselves, Christ followed his, and he helped save the world. He opened the gates of heaven. We have to ask ourselves, well, how have I followed as a follower of Christ? Have I presented to the world around me Christ? The message that Christ brought to the world of our eternal salvation to be with God forever. That God's plan was not for us to live just as human beings forever, but as a human being who has been raised to a much higher existence by being able to share in the divine life of God. Now, we don't have the faintest idea what that is like, because we only know human life now. We know we are destined for that, but we don't know exactly what that is. Well, now, to take on this new divine life, we have to change. You know, it'd be just like if you take a dog. He's made for a dog's life. That's as far as he can go. No matter how good a dog he may be, he is forever a dog. He can't go beyond what he was created for. However, when we were created to be a human being, so we would be that forever. But then because of the plan of God, he made us different from the rest of creation by making us to the image and likeness of God. In other words, we were made to be like God. And so we were able to take on divine life. Not equal to God, but the same kind of life. And so we have to ask ourselves, now, God has given me a share in this divine life so that I can present to the world around me the destiny that God has in mind for us human beings. And I have to ask myself, what have I done to help those around me to understand that God has much more in mind for us than just what we do here on earth? For example, We are capable of loving as human beings. So we're able to love in a much higher level than an animal. Just like your dog can love you with all his might, but he can't love you as a human being. He's not capable of doing that. He can only love you with the love of a dog. And likewise, a dog can't receive all of your love because he's not capable of receiving human love. He's only capable of receiving a love inferior to that. Now, what God wants us to do is to let the rest of the world around us know that God has in mind for us a love that is far superior to human love. And we have to ask ourselves, well, have I made people around me aware of what God has in mind for us? He has in mind for us to love and forgive on the scale that God does. That's why God told us, he says, the two greatest things that we can do for the world around us is first of all to show them that we love God, that God is first in our life. And the second greatest thing we can do is to show other people by how we treat them of the kind of love that God has for them, that it's a love beyond human love. It's divine love. And he wants to make us capable of being able to take that divine love and make it part of our humanity. So we're being raised to a higher level than what we're capable of as a human being. And so Christ came down to redeem us, to forgive the sins that keep us from God. But he also came down to make it possible for our humanity to be raised up to a higher level of loving and forgiving. That's beyond our capacity as a human being. We're able to do things that humanity is not capable of doing of its own. But only if we become united with Christ can we raise it up to a much higher and a much superior level of loving and forgiving. And this is why it's important for us to realize every human being we come into contact with is made to the image and likeness of God. And so we have to try to present to them that we look upon them as capable, if they wish, to be raised up to a higher level of loving and forgiving. That's what it means to be a follower of Christ. That's what it means to be a fisher of men, as he told Peter. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that the way I treat other people that I come into contact with? Or do I decide how to treat others by how they what they say and what they do, as if that's what makes them what they are? But if they are not loving and forgiving on this level, they're not doing what they're capable of. And so we have to remind them, hey, you're capable of doing much greater than this. If we show them by the way we love and forgive them, that it's on a much higher level than just a human level. That's what Christ was trying to remind us here as his followers. Because if you notice, the very first thing he did after the baptism, he went to the upper part of the country of Israel, which was the worst part of the country, because it's a mixture of Jewish and non-Jewish people. And they weren't following the best love of that day, the Jewish religion. Remind them, he says, repent, change. you can do much better. And so we should always be trying to encourage other people to do better by the way we treat them.